This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Communities around the state are getting funds to help encourage more homeowners to build accessory dwelling units. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state is awarding close to $1 million in grants to 7 communities. It's part of the larger effort to expand Colorado's supply of smaller, more affordable housing. Colorado passed a law last year requiring larger cities to allow ADUs. Only communities in compliance with that law were eligible for the grants. Grand Junction received the largest grant, $325,000. Other communities that won grants include Superior, Larimer County, Glenwood Springs, Fruita, Brighton, and Longmont. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
During the government shutdown, national parks were open, but most visitor centers closed, leading some states to step in. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has this update.
2 days into the shutdown, Utah announced state funds to keep visitor centers open at 5 national parks and 1 monument. Sam Wehner is the executive director at the nonprofit Canyonlands Natural History Association in Moab. He applauded the state's decision.
Visitors can get the information that they need and hopefully have a better experience and a safer experience by knowing how to recreate responsibly, basically, within the parks.
It also allowed Wehner's organization to keep its park stores open, raising money for educational efforts. Utah officials say it cost the state more than $300,000 to fund the visitor centers until the shutdown ended about a week ago. And Colorado contributed $64,000 to keep 2 Rocky Mountain National Park visitor centers open for 20 days. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC.